Turkish leaders say it's only a matter of days before they reach a deal with Washington. Ankara is negotiating over allowing U.S. troops to deploy along the country's border with northern Iraq. Both sides are haggling over an economic aid package that could be worth $30 billion. NPR's Guy Raz has more from the Turkish capital.
Washington had given the Turks 48 hours to decide. That was 2 days ago, and still no firm commitment from Ankara. The deadlock's been about three things: money, Turkey's security, and the future of a post-Saddam Iraq. Prime Minister Abdullah Gül was expected to announce today that a deal was finalized. In the end, Gül could offer only an optimistic assessment. The Americans understand our concerns and we understand theirs, the Prime Minister said, adding, a result will be reached in the coming days. Later in the afternoon, Turkey's Foreign Minister Yashar Yakush told Turkish television that, for the most part, Washington and Ankara have agreed on this. In any possible war, Turkish troops would be stationed inside northern Iraq along the border, and at least one Turkish unit will join American soldiers to stabilize Kirkuk, an oil-rich area north of Baghdad. The intense negotiations over the past weeks have left many Turkish leaders embittered and angry about what they call U.S. pressure tactics. Emin Şirin is deputy leader of the Foreign Relations Committee.
America's attitude towards Turkey in this case has been very, very unfair, and I underline it. We are very much amazed of the diplomatic language that we have seen, and sometimes it is hard for us to understand what's going on.
Unnamed Bush administration officials have been quoted in American newspapers accusing the Turks of treating the deal as if it were taking place in an Ottoman bazaar. For their part, Turkish officials are fuming that the talks have been portrayed as a petty feud over money. These officials have argued that chief among Turkey's concerns is what happens in northern Iraq if war comes. There are around 4 million ethnic Kurds who live in the region. Turkey is dead set against seeing any independent Kurdish state in the north. The fear in Ankara is that it will lead to instability among Turkey's own Kurdish population, 12 million strong, who live primarily in southeastern Turkey. But there's another twist, a domestic one. Notwithstanding 95% public opposition to war, the chief opposition party in parliament is threatening to boycott the vote allowing troop deployments if it happens next week. Why? According to former Turkish ambassador to NATO Onur Öman, the current ruling government will be breaking the law by allowing U.S. forces into the country.
They are not authorized. That's it. We are a state of law in Turkey. We have a constitution. Constitution binds everyone. For the legitimization of any military operation, a specific UN Security Council resolution is a must.
According to the Constitution, Turkey can host foreign troops intending to go to war only if there is an international consensus allowing war. But analysts here say relations between Turkey's powerful military leaders and their counterparts in Washington are likely to trump any constitutional arguments. According to one Western diplomat, once the military makes up its mind, the government follows. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.